The flat bottom boat was called a John boat.
Mm.
And of course, canoes have always been used quite a good deal.
Mm.
And that's about all I remember about the boat.
I suppose some people call them rowboats.
Yeah, a lot of them referred to them as a rowboat.
Oh. Mm-hmm. And if they were going to, somebody were going to put the boat out into the water, they'd say, well, I think we'll
launch the boat.
Uh-huh. Now, if you have something planned for today, you'd say, well, today something you intend to do, you're going to do, you say, today you got your plans, you're going to list them, one, two, three, first time.
Oh, let's see, I would say tomorrow I'm going to Indianapolis.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
Which I am.
And you are,
yes.
Right. Now, if there were, if you saw, when you were a child, or maybe I should say this, when you were a child, you saw your mother with some fresh cookies, you might say, well, mother, you're wondering whether you were in for the treat or not, mother,
may I have a cookie or
yes,
something like that?
Am I going to get some or?
Get a cookie anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, and the mother might say to the child if she wanted to go get dressed, your clothes are right here, or here.
I laid your clothes on the bed,
uh-huh.
You would say, or I put your clothes on a chair.
Or here's your clothes, or?
Here is your clothes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. And if somebody seems to be a little bit worried about the possibility of getting hurt, and you want to assure that person you don't intend any harm, you say, now you don't have anything to worry about. I
assure you of that, or
something. I'm
positive.
They're not going to hurt you, or
that it's not going to hurt you.
Right. And if you're talking to somebody, you want their assurance about a thing, some matter between you, you'd say, "Well, no, I'm right." And then you ask him, you say, "I'm right.
What do you think about
uh-huh.
it?" Something like that.
"I'm right, don't you think?" Or something like that.
Yeah, you would use that. Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see here. Oh, now, what about this common, I guess it'd be the housewife who'd wear this mostly, but men who do dishes, had been known to put them on.
Apron?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody thought maybe you might have said something that was negative and you wanted to assure him it wasn't the case, you might say, well, no, it...
That isn't true, that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Or it wasn't me or something like
yeah.
that. Now, how about the various components of a man's suit, Samson?
You mean such as the coat, the vest, and the trousers?
Uh-huh.
Of course, a lot of times, the vests right now are in style, but a lot of times they're not.
Yeah.
For me, they're never in style.
They're never in style.
I hate them.
You know what you're doing
yeah.
there, and you just don't
yeah.
take it, huh? Of course, trousers are sometimes called other things, but you call them trousers pretty much.
Yeah, or pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or breeches.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Uh-huh.